Episode 2362, Failure is Greater Than Success.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new day. It's Mindset Monday. Let's get going in the direction that God has in store for you. Failure is greater than success. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, wisdom is acquired not by success, but through failure. What are you doing to draw you closer to your dreams? Because remember, failure is greater than success. Now, I want to turn the tables today. I want you to think outside the box. It's not about success. It's all about failure. Because if failure is greater than success, you must do life with the opportunity not to succeed, but to fail. How's that for a Monday morning leadership in motion? And that comes with leaving out perfection. How many days do we wake up thinking we've got to have everything the way we want it? We've got to have everything perfectly aligned. You can do all you want to make it the perfect time, the perfect place, having the perfect resources, but nothing compares to what you can do now, in the moment, the present moment. Because go back to what it was like convincing yourself that waiting for perfection was the right thing to do. How much farther did that get you to your goal? Did you reach your dreams? Are you still thinking about him now? I want you to really think about this. Take time for just a moment. And I'm not talking about those childhood dreams that really, in all reality, you're older now, they're gone. I'm talking about this deep-seated, hungry dream that you know you were created to do. But life got in the way. Circumstances of some form or fashion, children, a spouse, moving, your career. Could be your community. What is it? Because most of us leave our dreams buried and all we see is the dust of giving up left behind. You don't have to wait any longer. Do what you can in the face of failure. So what does that look like? How can you make failure work in your favor? You got to fail fast. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Fail fast. And I want you to say it fast. Fail fast. I got to fail fast. I've got to fail fast today. If you keep leading your life and making decisions based only on what you can do, no growth will occur. You will most certainly grow old doing what you can do now. But remember, your dreams and goals are before you. Nothing is impossible. I want you to believe that. Deeper than just me saying it and you hearing it. I want you to take it to the next level for yourself. But in order to get to where you keep thinking about, you have to be willing to fail fast. The faster you fail, the quicker you succeed. This is Wisdom 101. It's the basics of all basics. Perfection is not the key to your success. Having it all together is not the key to your success. It's not the key to my success. So why do we keep living in perfection? We need to be saying, I'm perfection. Imperfection, right? I apostrophe M, perfection. Imperfection is the key, fail fast. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, isolate. Isolate the good from the bad. The good doesn't mean perfection. What can you do now? N-O-W. Look at what you have now, the resources you can pull from. And then what area can you work on that might make things possible? This is playing to your potential, which is out of reach, but still can be achieved. What we're doing is doing what we can do. We're not doing anything out of our reach. You got to reach for the stars, and in order to reach for the stars, you have to fail fast. So let's take writing, for example. There are so many people in this world that want to become an author in some form or fashion. If that's you, are you writing every single day? And I'm not talking about in your journal because that's therapeutic to you. I'm all for that. I'm talking about sitting down and actually writing. You know, when I started this podcast, I had no idea what it was going to look like. I sat down with a great friend of mine and he said, Christiane, I know you can do this, but you got to do it. And I was like, okay. He goes, no, you've got to do it and you've got to do it now. I know I've shared this story before, but we sat down and over a period of about 3 hours or so, literally, we were on the phone. That was it. We didn't meet in person. He was in another state. I was in another state. In fact, since then, I've been in two other states. So I've moved around. I've had all the excuses anyone can have. Life always got in my way. But it was at this moment in time that my good friend said, you know what, Christiane, it's now or never. When you learn to fail fast, it's now or never. And that's what I did. I sat down and we literally went through and figured out the first 25 episodes, which launched January 1st of 2015. And it was actually approved early through iTunes. And this was before they had Apple Podcasts. Podcast really wasn't a word then. It was, but it wasn't. Now it has its own little app and it's really cool. But man, back in the day, which wasn't that long ago, makes me seem like ancient, it didn't have all of that. There were very few podcasts. There were only tens of thousands, not hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And so I was coming into a new area and I was doing it 3 days a week. And then I went to 7 days a week very shortly after that. But you see, had I not looked at what I didn't know, I would not be where I am today. And I wouldn't be able to share what I do know with you. All my failures, my discoveries. Fail fast. Isolate the good from the bad. Be willing to reach out of what you can't get to in order to achieve and reach the stars. Number two, be solution focused, not problem driven. This is where the planning and preparation becomes a hope, not a heartache. You want to fail fast, so get to know what you can't do so you can do what you can't do. Did you get that? That means go after what you don't know. Go do it. Fail fast. Look at the podcast. If you go back to my earlier days, oh my goodness, it kind of scares me to even think about going back and listening to myself. But did you know all my archives are still listened to every single day? It's reaching people. I don't hide those. I don't bury them. It's like, well, yeah, that was where my growing up time was. And now, am I perfect? No way. And that's why you're here, because I'm not perfect. I share life. I do life with you. I share my failures and my successes. I say what doesn't work and what does work. Is it going to work the same for you? No. But you can take the knowledge that I have and use it to benefit yourself. But you see, if I only faced on what my problems were at the time, oh, wait, I don't have the perfect logo. Wait, what am I going to say? How am I going to introduce myself? What is it going to sound like? I don't even know what my voice is. I love to talk, but what does that mean when I'm trying to tell someone how to do something? What does it look like in my everyday? And oh, by the way, you're not sitting next to me. All you have is me in your ears. So how do I sound? How do I explain things? I didn't focus on the problems. I didn't focus on what I didn't know. What I did was I got to know what I couldn't do so I could do what I couldn't do. Are you there today? Are you willing and ready to be solution focused and not problem focused? Come on, fail fast. And finally, number three, take aim on one thing every day. I think I say this, I don't know how many times a day, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have miles of greatness within you. Maybe you don't feel it today. Maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That's okay. Give yourself a moment to be crabby and then get out of it. It's time to move on. It's time to fail fast. You are created with extraordinary talents and gifts. Don't give away what is yours to take. This is your time. This is your time to fail fast so you can see and achieve. Create your now. It's not about what you have to have all put together. You know, going back to the podcast, I can remember sitting on my floor. I didn't even have a desk. And believe it or not, I still have this piece of paper. Actually, I have about three of them. And I used an old desk pad. Do you remember those old desk calendars? And they have kind of like a little triangle on the four corners and you get 1 month and all of that. Well, I had an old one and we were coming close to the end. I'm like, okay, what do I do? He goes, you need something big to write on. What do you have? And I looked and there was a desk calendar, even though I didn't have a desk. I was in my master bedroom doing this on a hardwood floor, talking to my good friend who said, Christiane, you got what it takes. He believed in me more than I did. I wanted to have everything lined up and all perfect. I said, I don't even know where to begin. How do I do this? How do I set it up? And we worked through it one step at a time, which brought me here to miles upon miles of greatness. And why do you think we have over 2,400 episodes now? It's not because I'm still sitting on that floor wondering what I'm going to do. Because I'd still be doing what I can't do. You got to step up to the plate. You got to fail fast. You got to be willing to do what it takes. I was watching the Olympic trials, track and field, gymnastics. I don't know about you, but I love the Olympics. I love seeing the best of the best come together and compete against one another. Competition does actually bring out the best in us. But in order to get to be the best, you have to be willing to be the worst. You got to fail fast. Are you willing to be the worst? Are you willing to flub up? Are you willing to sit there and say, you know what? I don't look great. I don't feel great, but I'm showing up anyway. There are days that I come to the microphone and I'm like, Lord, you got to speak for me because I have nothing to say. I'll ask my kids, do you have a topic? Do you have something that you heard of that's inspirational? Because there are moments that I sit down and I don't know. But I don't close that door and say, ah, that's it. I'm not going to record today. No, I show up every day, good, bad, and ugly. And you get the option to turn me up or to turn me off, to share me or not to, to leave me a review, or to never come back again. But you see, it took me to be willing to fail. And I have to do it every single day. And some days I think, whoa, that was amazing. And I don't hear anything from anybody. And other days when I think I'm so off, I hear from everybody. You don't know the gifts and talents you have until you're willing to step forward and fail fast. Because that's where you begin to shine. It's after the failure comes achievement. And the achievement is not saying, hey, I made it. The achievement is that you failed, which makes room for opportunity to succeed. If you were to tabulate all your successes in life, they're not going to add up to very many. Because in real life, we fail more than we succeed. So look for that shiny penny in your life. Say, you know what? A failure is a good thing. See how many times you can fail today. And smile about it. Learn from it. Say, you know what? This is how I create my now. This is what it looks like in my everyday. Be ready to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.